Welcome to the Judge Neil Show, show number 604, Fun Psychic Readings and Mostly Good Advice. You can call into the show at 302-202-6000. If you're calling into the Blog Talk studio, you need to hang up and call my other call studio. I have a direct connection to the other call studio. The sound is a lot better, and I'm only picking up in that. 302-202-6000. If you did not call that number, hang up and call now. I read from my very own tarot deck. You can go to www.judgeneil.com. If you go there, you can see the cards. Please like my page on Facebook. It means a lot to me. If you enjoy your reading, if you like it, spread the word. Go on Facebook, say something nice. Hey, I had fun. Like my show page. Or follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/judgeneil. Shout out to me something. Show me that you love the show. And let's go to our first caller. Caller from 402, welcome to the show.
Hi, Judge Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Not at all. Who is this?
This is Kulewani. How are you?
Hey, Kule, I know you sounded familiar, right?
Right.
But it's like, yeah. You got to make sure, right?
I hope so. I didn't lose my Hawaiian accent. By being
the you are losing. Like, I don't want to say it, but you are losing. You sounded kind of howly-ish.
Oh, no.
You like white now?
Oh, already. Not yet.
They might not let you back into the state. You're like, you've got that foreign smell.
Oh, no.
Now. You do. You sound more white.
No, I got all my girlfriends. They're like, oh, we miss you. Come back home. Why are you gone for so long?
Yeah.
You're too Hawaiian to be out there in the cold.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
No.
It's cold.
I think if you stay there long enough, you're going to be white. I won't even be able to identify.
No, I'm already white.
Oh, man.
I'm already white because, you know, I got that hapa, but, you know, and I do cool Hawaiian.
No, you're going to sound white, too. You're going to look white, sound white.
You know.
Fully assimilated. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
My hair got really dark, though.
Did it?
Oh, nothing. I'm proud of my Hawaii roots.
Do you like the mainland compared to Hawaii? Do you like it?
I like the prices.
Besides that.
Do I like the mainland more than Hawaii?
Yeah.
No, but... What I do like about the mainland is like there's not so much homeless. There's not all those tweakers walking around. I mean, at least there is, but they're not out in the public or something. You know, where Hawaii is just, it's beautiful. I love Hawaii. It's always going to be my home. But I don't know what's going on over there. It's just they need to get the homeless thing under control. I don't know if they did.
Do you know why there's a lot of homeless in Hawaii? It's because all the other states send their homeless.
Yeah, because they send them all from the mainland.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, hey, there's no homeless people up here because they ship them to Hawaii.
They take them from the crazy hospitals and they buy them a ticket to Hawaii. I'm like, who are these people buying these crazy people a ticket to Hawaii?
It's the state. They don't want to pay the cost. I mean, you know how much money it costs to take care of somebody like in the mental hospital, jail? I mean, you can buy them like a $500 ticket.
I just don't know why Hawaii doesn't send them back.
You know what I mean?
After like so many homeless offenses or sleeping on the park citations, you get 10 of them, you got to go fly back to where you're born.
Oh, no.
That would be nice, right?
I would definitely say, hey, you know what? Sign here. Guarantee you won't come back to the state or we'll put you in jail. We'll give you $1,000 and a plane ticket. See ya.
Yeah. Unless you live in Waianae.
No, and you know what? It's if you're going to be homeless, why not be homeless in Hawaii? It is the best state to be homeless because there's nice weather, there's beaches, public showers, right?
I got to tell you something, Judge Neil. If you're ever hungry, go to the homeless shelter because I volunteered at the men's shelter down by Nimitz. They eat so good. There's like a lady back there, this old Filipino, like they eat the freshest meat, she cuts up all the stuff. I was like, wow, these homeless people eat better than I do. No wonder there's so many homeless. You don't even have to be homeless to go there. You just have to go show up at 7 o'clock and they'll feed you like a 5-star meal.
Really?
Anybody hungry, you want to go now? Yeah, volunteer.
Do that.
See what it's like. I had a volunteer for the Kikiokaina, not Kikiokaina, but Hawaii scholarships. They got changed the name. My son went to start to see because, you know, Hawaiian and I applied. I was an indigenous Hawaiian apparently. So my son got a scholarship and I had to do service learning. So I did like all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think the craziest thing was picking the lahala leaves off the ground that have all the spikes on it. I had a whole new respect for lahala map making. And then I did the show. I volunteered at the Nimitz, and I had to do like 30 hours. As your kid, you know, keeps on going, you have to do more hours, and they have like you have to go to workshops at Keiki Oka'aina and learn Lomi Lomi and history, which is really awesome. Really, like, if you get a chance, take some of those classes. They're free. They bring, like, they brought this lady in that does Lomi Lomi. She does her special style Lomi Lomi. She's Tongan, but she, like, she's, like, 80-something years old, and she can massage all day, and she developed this massage. Like, she rubs the tongue, and she heals people that have suffered from stroke, and she wakes up all the nerves, and she was amazing, and I learned a lot of things. So, I mean, I like the way Kumina School stuff set up. I mean, you have to do it if you want to do it, you know, if you want your kid to do it. And I just don't like all the paperwork, man. They wanted to know what color your underwear was, how you sleep at night.
Really?
But, yeah, it was very invasive, and it's really hard paperwork. That's why not a lot of people go for the scholarships and have their kids go private school. But you have to get it in. You have to get your application in right at kindergarten. If they don't get into Kamehameha, you have an opportunity to apply for another scholarship so they have the advantage to go to a private school. And most private schools in Hawaii take the money. You still have to do a copay, but, you know, I paid like $1,200 a year for my son to go to Star of the Sea for, I don't know, since he was in pre-K or junior kindergarten or whatever.
Yeah, so how is it on the mainland? Like, what's your life like now? Got a job, stable?
It's very mellow. Actually, I took some time off from the rat race, and I regret it now because between, like, unexpected financial expenses, like my car crapping out on me here, and having to repair it, and then taking it to the same people, and then I took it to another person, found out the lug nut in the engine is about to give out. So the whole car is, it's just no good already. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad I took the time off because I worked so hard in Hawaii just to survive. Mm-hmm. I didn't really enjoy my, you know, the bonding and the kids. I mean, I did, you know, I had those moments, but it was always exhaustion, you know, I was always tired.
Yeah,
and now I've actually got to have that. My kids don't want to go back to Hawaii. They love it here because I only think because they get more of me and they have like a yard. They can actually, you know, ride their bike in the neighborhood, you know, instead of living off by Dae and all that where I was.
You know? Are you planning on moving back?
Eventually, yes. I miss Hawaii. I miss it so much.
When are you going to move back? What condition?
I miss going to Sandy Beach. I'm going to go back at least with either a better education and a little bit more experience in getting, like, the credentials that I need here to go back there to do what I want to do. So, and try and at least have more money and not struggle so much. And if I come back, I might go to the Big Island, too. I don't know if I can go back to school.
Well, there you go.
City life after this, you know, I don't know. I like the Big Island. It's nice out there. Besides the, you know, the lava and everything.
The lava thing gets in the way. I never want to live anywhere where lava might roll down your yard or something.
You know, I thought it was funny because it's all in Pahoa and stuff. And I'm like, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. It'll be okay. We're just going, you know, the good areas. I thought it was really weird what areas the lava is actually flowing in. You know what I mean?
You never know. One day, Pele be mad and be like, I'm going to send it the other way. You just realize there's there's active volcanoes on the Big Island. It can erupt at any time.
Yeah, my sister was on the Big Island too.
It can come up probably anywhere. There's all that magma. It's just like waiting to come up. It's like, no, thank you.
That magma is moving. The hot spot is moving. That island next to the Big Island is growing.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I'll pass.
Yeah, it's really far under the sea right now. But Big Island is nice. It's a lot cheaper than Oahu.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Because of the volcano.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay. You got Pele.
The one thing about the mainland, though, is, like, you can't, like, they claim that this place on whatever skin or money, there's a, I guess, the happiest place to live is in Papillion, Nebraska. It took it away from Hawaii. I think it's CNN Money Business Magazine or something weird. It was one of those weird magazines. And I'm telling you, that's not true. I mean, yeah, maybe that little town, but when you wave at people while you're driving by, you know how you just, like, give a little aloha, give a little wave? They'll stare at you wondering, why the hell are you waving at them? Because they don't know you. And if you're lucky, you might get a little finger. You know, they'll lift it up off the wheel and raise their finger and never give you eye contact. I don't really like that. You know, I'm too friendly for this place.
Well, come back soon, okay? You have to come back.
You know,
how's,
I will.
How's the love life?
Non-existent. Why don't we put some cars on that and see if it just changes around?
No love life. All right. Kulelani.
Let's I don't get out much. That's why.
You don't? Do you do online dating?
I might be too picky.
Online dating?
No. God, no.
Why?
The closest I did to that is reconnecting with somebody on Facebook. I don't know. Like,
do the online dating.
It freaks me out that I'm talking behind a screen and not interacting and looking at somebody.
But that's the
know,
future. That's the whole world is changed.
Part of that change.
Online, everyone has smartphones, email on their phone.
I know, but there's just one. That's one part I can't get into is the online dating. I like to look at people's faces. I like to feel their energy first.
It's like, you know, when you apply for a job, it's like dating is like interviewing for a job. The job you're interviewing for is boyfriend, right? You've got a boyfriend vacancy. So if you have a boyfriend vacancy, what can you do? Now, you can go to a bar and walk around and look for a boyfriend. You know, you could hope you bump into one at the grocery store. But those are very limited options. If you go online, you have a lot more possibilities. We'll talk some more. Let's pull some cards.
All right.
Kulelani, love cards. You have difficult choice, calculator, and leap of faith card. Not the greatest cards right now. You know, difficult choice.
No, they're there.
Yeah, difficult choice is kind of like, you know, I think someone comes up and I don't get that they're, you know, a great fit for you. It's almost like, you know, I have to make adjustments in my life to fit you in.
No one to hold them, no one to fold them.
Yeah, right? You know, yeah, a little bit of Kenny Rogers there. You know, the calculator is something that, you know, doesn't add up. You know, that's kind of like, you know, someone presenting themselves, not exactly how they are. It's leap of faith you have. You know, that says take a chance, but I think it's saying take a chance to do online dating. It's like, you know what, something you're against, go for it. Your in-person meeting options are limited. I think you should just do it to try it out, just see what's, you know, what's going on there. Just.
I was thinking about doing that. You know, they have those meetup circles or whatever.
That's
like
fine
for
too.
Hobbies that I'm interested in.
Yeah,
and then maybe.
That's fine.
Through, like, you know, they have, like, you know, hiking or whatever, and I thought maybe I'll join one of those groups to, like, connect with people my age or meet actually somebody, but. I don't know. I'm scared. I do need a leap of faith. I'm like, I'm ready to be the cat lady, you know, man. That you sounds could, creepy.
No. I mean, if you build up for a while, you're just going to take what you can get. Try, like, Match.com, Plenty of Fish. There's a midget dating, too. You ever consider dating a midget?
No, I'm 5'9". Midget.
All right, check this out. LittlePeopleMeet.com. LittlePeopleMeet.com. That's, I just Googled it. Like,
I'm not going to diss on a midget. I mean, short. If he's cute, maybe I would. I don't know.
Yeah, see, there you go. Well, I mean, why limit yourself, right? Like, short
right?
passions.
There's something. I've heard strange things about midgets,
yeah.
You know?
Then there's DateALittle.com. DateALittle.com. Like, let's see what the picture is.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know, right? Like, they could be the nicest person.
Yeah, or they could look nothing like their picture.
Oh, that's true.
And I'd be talking to them for, like, about nothing for hours, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, they call that catfishing. Like, you can even be like a girl,
like,
right?
High school, 4 years. Yeah. I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, it's not like I have, like, somebody introduced me to another person, and he's a little bit older than me, and it just didn't feel right. And the guy wanted to talk on the phone like a teenage girl, and I'm like, really? I'm too busy for this. I'm not that busy, but I don't like talking on the phone like this. I mean, I guess.
He was probably all sad, right? He was all sad.
Yeah. He was, like, always wanting to talk, and, like, you're talking about nothing, like, what you eat for lunch, and I'm, like, over that. I did that when I was in high school for how long?
Wow. So how'd you meet the guy? How did you meet him?
My half a friend that lives here, and her husband worked at a dealership, and he was like, I want you to meet this guy, blah, 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 blah. And then it just was like, he reminded me of my dad. He was 10, like 11 years older than me, and that was like really kind of hard pill to swallow because I guess I like people my age.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, you know, I don't know. I just felt it was a creepy vibe. I felt like, I don't know. I never listened to those feelings. You know, I think those pet feelings sometimes are butterflies, and don't ever get those two confused because you'll pay the price.
Did you go on a date with him? Did you actually?
Yeah, I went on a couple dates with him.
And how was that?
And I basically told him that I wasn't interested. I mean, he was really nice. He's a really sweet guy. He's a really nice guy. Just different. Just not a match. It was just.
The passion wasn't there.
The spark wasn't there on my side.
So how do you answer this, though? Yeah. Like, for women, like, they always complain, I dated this super nice guy, and the spark wasn't there. But then they date the asshole, and you're like, oh, he's an asshole, but the spark is there. Like.
Yeah, see, I don't get that either, but I gave him a fair chance. Like, you know, I waited 3 months before I made up my mind whether I want to keep on going on dates.
Oh, 3 months?
You know,
jeez.
I tried to. Well, not like 3 months, like maybe 2.5.
Yeah.
Before I told him that I'm not interested. Like, I tried. Like,
did
I
you kiss
like,
him?
Okay, I'm not going to be
did you
shallow.
Kiss him?
Not like a real kiss, but it just didn't feel right. No. I mean, it wasn't anything like, I don't know what it was. It was just that feeling, and I never listened to that feeling. And so now that I'm older, if I get a weird vibe, I'm just done.
That's good. A lot of women should listen to that, right? If you get the weird feeling, then you really want to just take heed, right? Just get out. I tell people, I tell women that. It's like, if you get the bad vibe, you need to cut and run because that's like your ancient instincts kicking in saying, this guy is not good news.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I could kind of foresee what was the weird part was that he was a really caring, compassionate person, but he was also kind of controlling and he wanted to be in a situation where I felt like, I'm not the type of person that needs to be, like, you know, told what to do. I'm totally the opposite of that. Like, you can guide me in that direction. I pretty much will do anything.
You got the
pants?
You know,
like, you know, you ask me.
You got the pants?
No. If you ask me, but telling me to do something, I'm like, don't tell me to do something. Just ask me.
Yeah,
that'd be the cool way to do it. I'm like, I'm not your daughter.
All right. We're going to pull cards to see what if you do online dating. What are your love prospects, okay?
Okay.
All right, here goes.
Right.
If Kulelani decides to online date, these are her cards. Oh, the door, falling, and goodbye. So the falling card, the first thing that came to me is like relationship. You can, you know, fall for somebody. Goodbye is saying, you know, goodbye to someone in the life. So I think the relationship doesn't quite work out, but you do meet somebody. You know, there's opportunities there. The door card. No huge, like, you know, soulmate kind of thing going on yet for you. There's probably other things you have to finish in your life before you can actually give someone a fair shake in a relationship.
Exactly. There is a lot to do. I'm starting to be a little selfish with myself. You know, there's a vision that I want to achieve before I settle down. I know that sounds really weird, but I want to, like, advance in my career. I want to advance in a couple of things. I have a lot of writing and stuff I need to do, and I need to focus. And being in a relationship is an emotional roller coaster. I don't care if it's a good one or what, but you have to, like, I don't know. I've been alone for too long.
No, I totally get it, Free. That is absolutely true. So this is what we can do.
And if I get distracted anymore, I won't really achieve my goal. I'm starting to hit that prime age where I hit my dirty 30s, and I'm like, I was supposed to do this 10 years ago.
Plus, you're going to move back to Hawaii, and maybe you should wait till you move to Hawaii to meet somebody, because maybe they don't want to go to Hawaii.
I know. I got to find a local boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. Who does not tell you what to do. Oh, you get that whole fight.
Well,
thing
no, out. I just asks me, because I'm pretty much an easygoing person. It's not like it, you know, but if you start, like, being my dictator, you're going to have a problem there.
You should put that on your profile.
A little too tit up for that, you know what I mean?
Don't be trying to tell me what to do. I'll kick your ass. Ask nicely.
Not that tit up, though. Not that tit up. But, you know,
I haven't heard that in a while.
I want it to be equal. I want it to feel like an equal. And I don't think until I come up a little bit more, I really will feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I always will feel a little bit like I'm needy. I don't know what to say.
So what are the professional things that you're working on? We can pull cards for it.
Sorry, what did you say?
What's the professional things you're working on? We can pull cards for it.
Okay.
Like, are you, like, school, the job? Like, you don't have a job right now, right?
No, not a, like a full-time job. But I put in a lot of things for work. But what I wanted to do long-term is get my own grant and start my own community weave. And, you know, bridge network between two social problems and create a solution. Like, I wanted to do, like, a whole daycare, like, a job corps setting, except with a hospital and a training center for CNAs, and, like, do a bridge network and, like, have, like, a commune-type thing, but more healing with, you know, massage, music, dancing, good food. I just feel like there's so many ways to heal, and there's ways to, like, cut the cost and do it a little bit different. And I got a vision in my head because I wasn't nurse's aide for 8 years, you know, and my degree is in healthcare. Actually, my degree is in healthcare administration.
So this is a business,
the reason why,
right?
I needed
a business?
Yeah, it's a business.
Are you thinking you would be able to survive off the income from that?
No, that's just, like, what I want to do. Like, that's, like, my long-term, like, you know, like, some people have a goal. That's my long-term goal. In the meantime, I've worked to support, and then on my free time, I'll write until I finish the whole 11-part project that I'm working on. And then when I get it all together, I'll try to get the resources to fund the project. But I'm in the process of writing it.
Have a lot of plans.
Yeah.
Which is very good. Very focused. You're going to go places one day. So which parts of those things, do you want any cards on it? Are you good?
I applied for this non-profit, but my friend in Oahu, her family has a non-profit for women in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, like, I could probably make, like, $42,000 a year, which is a pretty much a substantial amount compared to the cost of living.
Oh, yeah, especially depending on where in the mainland, right?
Right. And then I would have also the experience of a non-profit that's run by my friend's family to gain all that knowledge so I could come back to Hawaii and do my own non-profit and figure out exactly how I want to do it. So I hope I get that job because I really think I can learn a lot and then bring it home.
All right. Let's pull some cards for the not-for-profit job. I want to pull some cards.
Yes.
All right. No whammies here. You have Happy Song, Hopeless, and Water Room. So, like, to me, to me, this tells me that, yes, you can get the job. That's the Happy Song. The Hopeless card is, there's some sadness there. Like, I don't know, like, if the job is too hard or the people that you see make you sad. But this is kind of a, like, the Water Rune. That's like an adaption rune. Like, you're going to go through a lot over there.
You know, yeah, well, because I definitely don't know anybody there. Like, I don't have a single friend.
It would really change you. That's the Water Rune.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
Hey, I mean, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I kind of took that in as a, like, you know, if the middle card was the present, I can understand that feeling. And for me, water is like the source of all life, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the water is the flow. It connects everything together. So, yeah, it may seem hopeless in the moment, but, you know, life is coming. It's going to be flowing.
Well, I see that the hopeless is after you get it. There's some emptiness there. Like, and you said you don't know anybody there, so I get like this emptiness, and it's this is a job that's going to toughen you up more. You know?
Right.
It's going to really change you. Deep down.
It's going to make me really want to come back to Hawaii.
but it's great experience for you. It's going to change you in a way that you will, like, it's the closest thing I think of. You'll go in a girl and come out a woman. You're just like really just change you inside.
Like,
she's
Phoenix rising. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's
Thank
a good
you,
thing.
Judge Neil. I appreciate that. Mahalo. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, do you want to hang in? I got another caller to pull. Do you want to give advice, or are you done for tonight?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's see who we have. Caller from 479, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Have you ever heard the show or been on the show?
No.
Well, congratulations, you found the show.
Yay.
What's on your mind tonight, Heather?
I just want to know, if I'll ever get a boyfriend.
Oh, love bringing you down?
Lack of love bringing me down.
How long has it been since you've had a boyfriend?
Over a year.
That's a big drought. Over a year. All right, I'm just going to pull cards. We're just going to jump into this, okay? Heather wants a boyfriend. Are you picky or not so much?
Yes.
You are picky?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he have to have a job?
It's not so much that he has to be this or that. He just has to be a certain amount of wonderful, you know?
A certain amount of wonderful? All right, I'll give you an example. I'm getting like some questions to ask you. So what if you met a nice guy, but he worked at McDonald's as kind of like a cook? He was a cook at McDonald's, but a really nice guy.
That wouldn't matter, because a lot of people my age have jobs and fast food and stuff. But
okay.
I mean, if that was all he saw for the rest of his life, then that probably wouldn't be a good sign, because...
That makes sense. How old are you?
I want to be... I'm 18.
18. Okay, so you're pretty young. Okay. Life way ahead of you, okay? All right. That was a good answer, by the way. Good answer. Good karma for you. don't judge people on their jobs, right? All right. This is for Heather.
I judge people on how hard they try, not where they are right now, really.
No, good. Good.
Anyhow.
All right. These are your cards for love. You have breadcrumbs, the bird, and harvest room. So the breadcrumbs card, that's kind of like a past hookup card. Like, it doesn't mean you want someone from your past. It could be someone from your past coming to you, looking you up. Maybe even someone you didn't know. Like, maybe not that you didn't know, but someone that wasn't your boyfriend. Like, looking you up on Facebook or whatever, saying, hey, you know what? You remember me? We had the same class, blah, blah, blah. You know, someone is going to be coming back to you. The bird card for you is you're looking for a boyfriend, and I do see a serious relationship for you. The bird card's kind of like the nesting card. It's kind of like being with someone, serious relationship, very stable relationship coming for you. The harvest rune card, that card is all about the preparation and doing what you need to do to get it done. So this is talking about you, like for you, I sense that you have a little bit of the, I don't know, the cobweb thing going on with the yourself. You need to almost like detail your car. You know what I'm talking about?
Sort of.
Like,
but how do I apply that to myself?
You've got to start dressing better. That includes like your underwear, like everything. It's like starting fresh. Like, you've got this energy to you that it's kind of like a little downish. You got to just wipe it out and present well and have the good attitude. Things will get better for you. Because you're kind of holding yourself back in that regard, in the energy you're projecting. You're kind of like, it's almost like a barrier like a shield you're putting up around you. It's like nobody.
I get that from almost everybody that I talk to, but I don't know what they're talking about exactly. Because if I did know what it was, then I would be able to work on that.
Let's see if it comes to us. I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to let Kulelani's in studio with us tonight. I'm going to let her give her thoughts, and then I'm going to see if I get anything from you when she's talking to you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
On your card, this is what I got. The breadcrumbs is like somebody is feeding you just a little bit to kind of keep you holding on there, and there's and that's the bird. And then the harvest room is that there's going to be more opportunity for you, so don't get caught up on the bird. Don't long for something so much. Find that inner love within yourself that you're okay with yourself, that you don't need that right now. What you need to do is focus on other things and let the flow of life, because you're going to be, at one point, you're going to have so much to choose from if you stop taking breadcrumbs from one bird. Do you get that?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe if you just change the flow of thoughts that come into your mind about like what, like the longing, the wanting, and you put it in with like just, you know, new hobbies or do something different, try something different to just take your mind off of that, like physically, like energy-wise. So that energy that you have built up, that you need that, that you want to burn that, it's like hormones, everything's racing, you know, like do something physical that you're going to enjoy. And put your energy somewhere else and stop taking breadcrumbs and realize that there's so much to choose from. It will come. You'll have more than enough choices.
Yeah.
And that's what I got from those cards. I don't know if that helps you at all, but
thank you.
I know what it feels like to want something so bad, though.
Heather?
Yeah?
Do you feel like you've experienced some like trauma in your life in the past?
Yeah.
And that this trauma is kind of, in a way, you've gotten past it, but you haven't gotten past it, and it's still there, and I think it's what's holding you back.
Maybe.
So for me, what I would say is, you need to go and look at that and deal with it. It may be something where you go to therapy and deal with it.
Okay.
And get past that and heal yourself, because you're trying to build the house on the foundation that has a crack in it. And I think it's coming out in to other people. Other people sense something and they don't know why, but it's because things are bubbling up. And I don't think at this point with you, you can actually connect with somebody with the things that you've been through. Like it's like you go through the motions. It's there, but it's not. And other people cannot put their finger on it, but they would know. Like even with a guy, I see like you couldn't connect. It's just, yeah. And it's hard to explain, right? Like you're there, everything is there, the moment is there, but it's not. It's just like, it's just not feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
So for you, it's kind of like you need to heal up. You need to get yourself together. You need to be like the pain that you have, it's real. You have to deal with it. And
yeah. Good to know.
Another way to, instead of therapy, is to really like meditate. That helps too. If you don't want to talk about your problems and relive them and you want to clear it out, you bring that light over you, because you are a source, you're breathing, and everything is interconnected, and you release that. You really sit to that universe, you release that energy, and you breathe in the new energy. And you just tell yourself, it's coming. I don't know where it's coming. I'm not going to take breadcrumbs from anybody. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You're super young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You have so much ahead of you. You have no idea what is in store for your life. Life is beautiful. Your heart will be broken, ripped apart. People will use you and all kinds of stuff, but you'll be stronger in the end. You'll be stronger in the end, and you'll know what you want. You'll be glad that you dated those people, because you know what you don't want. You know? I mean, it's all about just finding that way to release all that burden from the past and stop taking the little bit of what somebody gives you. It means you like that person, but it's not enough. Don't let anybody play those games with you.
Do you want a healing hum for you? I can do a healing hum for you. We can kind of clear some of your energy out. So once you close your eyes,
okay,
take a deep breath in. And, you know, want to give you a nice, you know, virtual hug from Hawaii. And Kulilani used to be
And
Hawaii.
Nebraska.
And Nebraska now, but formerly Hawaii.
Thank you.
You have a very young spirit. And I don't mean like you're 18 or anything. I mean like your spirit, like to me, feels like 6 or 7. Like very young spirit.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And it's like a, I get a why, you know, like there's a purity there that just asks why from you.
I just want to ask you a question of it. Do you do artwork? Do you paint?
I'm a professional painter, actually.
Because that's what I kept on thinking when I was thinking of you. I was like,
yeah,
she seems like a really cool chick that does a lot of art. I don't know why.
That's my thing.
Right on. You got to do more of it. I feel that vibe all the way around you.
Good job, Kulilani.
Just keep your head up and stop longing for it, because the more you want it, the less you're going to have it. Like money, you know, like the more you want it, the less you're going to have it. I've been doing these new things, like listening to these YouTube videos called You Are Creators. And some of them are weird, some of them are okay. But they have a lot of information about the law of attraction. You should try to check that out. It really is cool. Cool stuff.
Okay.
I mean,
I'll try to find
you can see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But it's just like manifesting what you want by thinking in a way that you already got it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and don't really feel like you need anybody, because you're whole as it is. You have a lot to offer somebody. You're creative. You're talented. You're young. And I feel that you have a beautiful art. So don't forget that. And do more painting.
Yeah.
What do you paint? What do you paint?
Portraits mostly.
Oh, cool. Do you have a website? Can we look at it?
I haven't posted any of my recent stuff on there, but you can look at heatherscreations.tumblr.com.
Let me take a peek. Heatherscreations.tumblr.com.
And the other thing I wanted to say is try to, like, do different things with your painting. That's the message I was getting. Try to get a little bit different. Try to, like, do something that you haven't done before. Try something new. Get even more creative. And let that energy out. Let that passion that you got burning inside you, that longing, let it out in that artwork, and I'm telling you, you're going to blow your own mind.
Is that you with the horns?
Horns?
The antlers. The antlers? The first one on there looks like...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Heatherscreations.tumblr.com. And there's a picture of you with a hat. Leaning on a fence.
Oh, that's my friend.
Oh, that's your friend. But is that your page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I did find the right one. And you know, you have like this facial painting, like gold.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. You're very creative. You got that creative spirit going.
Yeah. Can you feel that? I can feel that just talking to her.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, there's like, I can see like a, like, you don't just want a boyfriend. You want someone to connect with. Like,
yeah.
She's looking for her twin flame. She's looking for her masculine side to complete her soul. She's looking for that deep love. And honey, it's going to be a long time before that happens. I hate to tell you, but it takes a while. It takes time.
I can feel
there's so many life lessons that we need to learn on our own first. And so much healing. Like, I'm 30 and I'm still healing.
it's almost like when I see your picture, it's like you want someone to see it in you. You want someone to recognize it. And
they will. They will. Like, trust me. This girl, she's going to be having a good, happy life for this. A lot of that energy, you need to let it out in art.
There's this one painting, and I just want to know what kind of vibes you get from it.
Yeah, which one?
It's, I posted it in January, on January 12th, and it's of a boy.
Is it on Heather's Creations?
Yeah. I posted it in January of last year.
Let me see. Okay, hold on. January of last year. Okay, January. Is it the one in like watercolor?
No, it's of a. It's an oil painting of a young man.
January 18th.
12th.
12th. Let me go.
2014.
January 12th. Oh, that's not it. January. Oh, okay. I see it. Okay. Hold on. Let me connect with it. Very, very nice, by the way.
What kind of energy do you feel like is surrounding that piece of artwork?
I'm trying to connect to it. Give me a minute. Let's see. It's almost like it's a brotherly kind of energy to it.
I was thinking the same thing. Is that your brother? I didn't see the picture.
No. That was my ex-boyfriend, and I painted it as he was going schizophrenic.
Oh.
Oh. It really creeped me out.
You're like
when I look at it, I feel like he's staring into my soul, and it's creepy. So I don't look at that painting anymore.
I just wondered, did you guys grow up together when you guys were younger, like kids and play?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
No.
Do you talk to him anymore?
I was either thinking a boyfriend or a brother.
Do you talk to him at all?
He's schizophrenic. Why would you talk to him? No,
he contacts me, and I just can't. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked me up too bad.
Yeah. You miss him though, right?
Yeah. I mean,
not what he did, not the way he was, but
I feel like
you always have love for him, but you're not in love with him, right?
I feel awful knowing that he isn't living his life happily like a normal person. But I'm glad that I don't have to deal with him anymore.
You know the one that's on your page just before that, like the January 20th? That's like you, right? Your painting.
The girl?
Yeah.
What about her?
Like,
it's not a self-portrait.
That's like, I don't know, what I get from that is kind of like a disconnecting right there. Like an experience, a very difficult experience, and just kind of escaping by taking your mind away from it. Like not being there.
Yeah.
And like for you, you have a lot to offer somebody. You're very deep. You're very emotionally connected. You're probably very deeper and emotionally connected than a lot of girls. Like you really have this strong thing, and that part.
Yeah, and definitely release that boy from you. Like release it. It's not your burden to carry. You can love somebody from a distance, and that's okay. You will always have that love because you have that experience. But you know, when somebody is not right in the head and there's nothing you can do about it, there's really nothing you can do about it but send out the good vibes. Pray about it. I don't know what you believe in, but I would pray for him. Just keep him in your prayers and release him, and just try to visualize cutting those cords, because, you know, like, regardless of what you've been through, you experienced it, and yeah, it might have broke you apart while you were going through it and messed your head up, but it's made you a stronger woman, and it's given you more of a creative force and more of a passion to release in your artwork. And that's the beauty of art and music. And for some reason, do you write too? Do you write
at all? To myself, I don't let anyone else read what I write, but I enjoy it.
Well,
I feel like I have a voice.
Exactly. I say you got to write more. And this is the other thing that came into my mind, somebody told me to try to do, was like, when you're thinking about what kind of man you want, write it all down to the T and burn it up. Take the ashes to like the nearest body of water and release it to the universe and let it come back to you. Like, visualize that part as they're manifesting it at the same time, and just release it and let it come to you in the right time, because there are life lessons that we need to learn and experience before we're really able to just jump into that role. Because are you ready to be a parent and start that whole lifestyle? No way. You have lots more to see and do before that, and enjoy that time.
Heather, what do you want out of life? Like, what do you see that you want?
I want to create beautiful things and raise good kids and find the meaning in my life create the own meaning in my life day by day with everything.
And share it with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie The Cell?
No.
No, me either.
Who was in that? That was... Let me look it up. That movie is... Oh, yeah, this is the one. With Jennifer Lopez? Do you have Netflix?
I have Netflix.
Let's see if it's on there. Sometimes I think movies help us connect with things. Sometimes I'll get a movie. Let's...
Or a song.
Yeah, a song too. The Cell.
I feel like songs come into our life at the times the same reasons that people do.
Right?
To give us a message or teach us something or just to make it better for a little while.
Yep.
What kind of song do you feel connects to you? Like, name a song that really...
Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, whoa. I like that song, too.
There's a lot of things that, like, you emanate a lot of energy, by the way, and tell you that. But it's like, I almost feel like for you, you're like a lost soul inside somewhere. Almost like, to get to you, I have to jump into you and search like this land to find you.
Yeah. Everybody says that.
Well, that's part of her mystique, you know? She can't, you know, like, she has that mystique about her. She can't keep that. I mean, it's not really lost. It's just that when she realized that you are complete and whole, and yes, you want so bad to share what you have with somebody and grow in that family way, it will come. It will come, but it's just not on your timing, you know?
Yeah.
Do you see...
Don't forget, it's going to come.
Do you see a different area?
Me?
Yeah, Heather.
Area of what?
Like, inside yourself, do you see a different area? Like, do you have visions of where you go?
Yeah.
Do you ever draw them?
Yeah.
Are they up? Did you post them?
I haven't, like, posted anything that I feel like represents my soul, but if I had to draw my soul, it would be, like, me looking over, like, these... mountains, but they're completely dense and lush and full of rainforest, and there's misty and there's butterflies everywhere. That's where I go.
I almost feel like it would almost be possible to jump into your world and hang out with you.
Me too. I think
well, sometimes people visit me in my dreams, and they do for a little while.
Are you a good host?
In my dreams?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I normally don't invite people into them.
Mm-hmm. Your safe place?
Yes. I sleep. All the fucking time, because I just love to dream so much. It's not even that I like sleeping, I just like going somewhere else and being in that other place, that other realm or whatever.
Do you experience time in your dream? Do you know?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know, because I'll have a dream that seems like it'll take 5 minutes, and then I'll wake up and it's been... 5 hours or whatever, or I'll I'll have a dream and a million years will go by, but it'll only have been like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a lot going on, I'll tell you that.
It's pretty intense, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? You're a catch. But don't settle, okay? Don't settle.
That's what I mean when I had to be, when I said that I'm picky, I'm like, just because a great guy is in a weird situation in his life doesn't mean I'm just going to dismiss him, but he has to, you know, be someone really unique.
No, see, to me, the guy for you, it's not just about, like I totally get it for you. It's not about this plane. It's all about the connection. It's about being there with you, and then you look at each other, and it's almost like nothing else is there.
It's almost like you're just flying through space together.
Yeah, you're just there with him. And if he can't do that with you, then he's no good to you. He's just another object in the room.
Exactly.
And you deserve that. Don't settle for less than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you came in, because I do. There's a lot, you know, that you give off. So, you know, a lot of times with relationships. Go ahead.
It's gonna get better. I think I feel like it may not be as soon as you want it to be, but the right person will come into your life, and you will have that beautiful family. And like you don't need to get so down on yourself about it, because it's not there for you. And remember that when you have that connection with somebody, it's something within inside yourself. It's a chemical reaction within your own brain that's stimulating, that's triggering. By what your visual assimilation is, and what your thoughts are around that. So if you can change your thoughts around other things, you might inside change the way you feel about the reality that you're dealing with.
Yeah, true.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? You're a great person, Heather. I'm glad you came in.
I mean, not really. And I think about my future, I feel like it could be literally anything. And there's so many different alternate outcomes to my life that.
Do you have anything that you want to do? Career-wise?
I've been thinking about moving away from where I live, which is Arkansas, and moving to Arizona so that I can study neuroscience. But
I think that's I think that's a good move for you. I think that in school it will give you a better opportunity. And I've been to Arkansas, and I don't know how anybody can live there. It's not that bad. I've been to, I went to Little Rock before.
Lord.
It's a different place.
So what kind of, what did you want to do? What was that? What kind of career?
I want to study neuroscience.
Like, what does that mean?
The only thing is...
Doing what?
I want to study the brain and just find out more about it. And how it works and how thoughts work, because I feel like nobody has a clue about how the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a clue. I mean, like, there's so many different energies flowing through us that nobody even takes account for or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
is part of this for your own understanding of yourself?
Part of it is so that I can find out more about the brain, because it just fascinates me. Part of me just like doesn't want to stop learning and obtaining knowledge, and another part of me just doesn't want to have a career where I don't make any money. And then there's this other part of me where I feel like I have the potential to learn any type of science or anything I want. I have the mental capacity. And if I don't live up to my potential, then I'll sell myself short. But the only thing is that if I spend a lot of hours with a chemistry book, it literally drains my creativity and blocks my thought process. And I hate it. I feel almost like a dude and weird if my creativity is like just cut off. It's real conflict for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
what else have you thought about?
Besides moving to Arizona and studying neuroscience?
Yeah.
Not much,
have you
really.
Have thought metaphysics and spirituality as like something that you'd rather study? Doesn't necessarily have to be neuroscience, and then you can incorporate your artwork with healing and figure out ways that you can do other things to make money and still be creative and still enjoy what you enjoy to do. You know, like work is going to be work and school is, I know I feel it even because I have my creative outlets and I have my blocks. And but when you think about the grand scale of time, it's only a couple of years or however long it is. And then you'll just find different ways to release that energy. Totally understand what you're saying. But maybe neuroscience isn't necessarily the right subject. But going back to school, I think you have a lot more opportunity to have a Harvard term. You know what I mean? Especially if you relocate to a place like Arizona, because there's so much, like Sedona, there's so much spirituality. There's a lot of different metaphysical things that go on over there. And there's a lot of things that you can learn, especially if you just, I think changing the environment will be a good thing. It will allow you to be more creative.
Yeah. I've always felt like I just don't belong here in Arkansas. I mean, it'll always be my home, but I just feel like I just don't feel like I should live here. And my parents, every time I tell my parents that I want to go to Arizona, they try to talk me out of it, so I just don't talk to them about it anymore.
Let me pull some cards for you moving to Arizona. Let's see. It's for Heather to Arizona. All right, so I have the Ancient Love Rune, the Bird, and the Toast.
I told you.
Yeah. The Toast is a good card. That's a celebration card that means, you know, promotion, get together, something good. The Bird card is a nesting card. I see you coming out of your shell out of there. There's I think the energy in Arkansas is part of the problem there.
She's like, so sensitive. She, like, absorbs it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Arkansas is a beautiful place, but it is, like, for somebody
a lot
that's
of crazy
really
people
creative
here.
And different, yeah, it is a lot of crazy people, and there's a lot of weird, like, when I went to Arkansas,
people.
Yeah, it's super, like, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, Dr. Highway, just things, like, I never thought I would see that was existing in the 90s. I was like, we're in the 90s, what is this crap? The Grand Wizard lives here. There was a huge bulletin board of where the Grand Wizard lived. And I was like, really? This is real? Because I'm from a place where if you're white looking, you're going to get made fun of. You're going to get picked on. But not really anymore. But, yeah. You know, I've always been part white. And they're like, go home, Holly. Go home. I'm like, I am home. I was born here. So it was like a culture shock when I went to Arkansas.
Moving for you is
good.
Moving for you is good.
Yeah. You can always move back. You can always go back. Just remember that. Like, you know, but her parents are there. She can always go back. But I think if you look into metaphysics and the mind, you're going to probably enjoy learning about that, and it won't be so draining. You need to just find something, not that you think is going to make you money, something that will make you money and that you enjoy to do. And you might have to go to school to find that. And you really find your love and your passion, whether that's in what you do as career-wise or as somebody that you meet. But I don't think you're going to meet your type of person in your location.
I like, really don't.
You know what I mean?
I really... Yeah.
You got to take that leap of faith and trust what your own higher self is telling you.
Yeah.
Like, tell yourself a bunch of truths and see how that feels, and then tell yourself a bunch of lies and see how it feels, because your body's going to react to that. And then if you want to know what to do, that's really how I get in touch with my intuition. Like, I'll tell myself a bunch of things I know that's real, and then I'll purposely lie to myself and see how my body reacts. Like, if I get a little jump in my stomach or a little pressure in my chest or I feel weird. And then when I think about different situations on what I should do, and when I get that lie feeling that I get when I lie to myself, then I'm like, oh, maybe that's not a good feeling. And maybe that might help you make a better decision.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you feeling right now, Heather?
I'm good.
Feel good?
Yeah.
You are probably one of the most energetic people I've heard in a while.
Hey, it's 1 o'clock over here. It's late. You gotta give her a break.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in mainland time.
It's 1 o'clock here too. Yeah.
Now, with yourself, do you ever feel like you're I don't know, it's like it's trying to surface at all? Like, I feel for you, like, almost like there's two possibilities for you. And it's like one is you kind of escape and you get out. And the other is you kind of fall into yourself. And you don't escape. And that's like the better one for you is to kind of get out.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to add, comment?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep in touch. Check back in, okay? Well, it was great having you on.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. All right.
Take care, girl.
Bye.
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 Well, that was a serious call, huh? Like, the Heather was really...
Yeah, I feel it. I used to feel like that so much since I was like 12 years old. I had the same feeling. And I tell you, I learned my lesson because, you know, like 4 kids later and more than one douchebag that can screw my head up, you know? Like, I realized that there was a whole bunch of learning that I needed to do for myself instead of wanting something so bad that I forced it because I felt something that that person, it didn't really resonate at that moment, but when it did, I was already done with it. Or they had already done so much damage that I didn't want it anymore. So it's kind of, I think it's a thing I think girls go through. I don't know what guys go through, but I know I went through that really bad for a long time. Like, it took to a couple of years for me not to feel like that. Like, literally, I was probably like 26 before I had stopped with that.
I think there was a specific time that was really bad for her in her life. Like, it was... not good. All right, let's...
But you know what, that being said, that makes the most creative, best kind of artwork and music ever. from there.
No, she's very talented. She's.
I didn't get to look at it because I'm talking on my computer right now on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely gonna check it out because I when she started talking, I just kept on saying I'm painting. I'm not getting painting. I'm like I'm really getting.
Oh yeah,
my
you
own
totally called that.
Abilities. Oh no! And then I thought boyfriend, but when you said brother, it resonated. Like
it was a brother energy.
She must have a brotherly relationship with him now. She must have like a brotherly relationship with him now.
There's a connection.
I guarantee
there.
You that.
But
yeah,
like
definitely.
Part of me really felt for
because I thought boyfriend.
Really, you know, there was a lot of pain in her.
Well,
past.
Plus she was tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's.
But you know, I think Arizona would be a good. For some reason, I'm thinking Sedona, the landscape, the mountains, the scenery is what she needs. She needs mm-hmm. that scenery of Arizona. I mean, Arkansas is beautiful in its own way, but it is kind of, I don't know if energy is like it is over here in Nebraska. It's not good for really, how can I say this? I don't know. It's just a different vibe. And like, I don't feel like she can connect with very many. I mean, she can connect with people, but not on the level that she wants to connect with. And I think if she changes the scene and you change the thought pattern, she's going to be happier. Gonna be
yeah,
able to find love and toast it up.
It would definitely be good for
get her that bird
to get away.
Yes.
I think the energy for her is in that current place is very bad. It just kind of
yeah.
brings her back. Like she needs to escape and
exactly.
start her life.
Not so. Really escape. She needs to change her journey. She needs to go in another direction. Like when think about she has so many opportunities. She can go in so many ways. I wish I was 18.
Oh yeah, it's like oh, I wish I could start that over. Oh, a lot of things I do
wish
different.
I could start all over again.
Yeah.
Oh God, I know. Like yes, there would be a lot of things. Like that day I met the father of my youngest two kids. I would have never gone to the beach at my man.
Oh man. All right. We're gonna roll. We're gonna wrap.
Yeah,
is guess- any shout outs you want to do? Kulelani, any shout-out you want to say hi to everybody?
This is my shout-out to see you, and much aloha, and I appreciate you getting back on the air. I missed your show, Judge Neil.
Oh, thank you. And it's great having you on. It's anytime you're bored or anything, like the show's usually on the weekends, come hang out. You did a great job. I really appreciate keeping me company tonight.
Hey, thank you. I'm getting in touch with those abilities. You know, I got some of that kahuna line. You know, I gotta get them on a...
All right. Good night.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, my family started the first church they came from Maui and they came to Oahu and they started one of the first churches in the Windward side. You know, they were kahunas and they, you know, converted and whatever.
You definitely have the connection. You connect with people.
I have that energy.
You connect with people.
Yeah, I really, it's weird, yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's a little bit of mana there. You know, that little bit 1/8 coin in my big toe.
Yeah, you keep, saying like, oh, do this. You should do more spirituality stuff. You really can.
No, I got metaphysics around her. I think she needs to get into that science. I think it would be more interesting for her because it will allow her to be creative. And then she could learn a lot about that. And I think she could also do a lot of healing through her artwork because she wanted to take it into a school. Or, like, as therapy, can mm-hmm. become, a, like, you know, an art therapist and, like, mm-hmm. work her own problems through her own artwork and writing and then teach people how to do that. I think that would be the best thing for her because she's got that energy. She's just really down on herself, which is really hard, and she wants love, you know. And when you're 18, you got all that energy going. And if you don't get it out physically in some way, like, at least... In Hawaii, you got perfect weather. You can go outside, exercise, jump in the ocean, and swim, and let it out. And when it's cold over here, you're cooped up in a house for like 3 months. And you don't got that relief.
There you go. That's true.
And obviously not. Yeah, and painting isn't enough of a release for her. Mm-hmm. She needs to like do more. That's why her spirit's not happy and searching. But anyhow, thank you, Judge Neil. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And much aloha and a hui ho.
Right. Aloha. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.